you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Jen and Julian. You are listening to Season 2, Episode 9 of X Appeal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting it done.
I changed my couch.
What do you mean?
I was tired of my couch. Yeah, I got a new couch. I used to have the Restoration Hardware one, the Cloud. And it's
that was warm. Super comfy.
I know, but you sink in
you
it.
Do, I know.
No support whatsoever, and it always looks messy. So I was able to sell it, and then I bought a new one from Living Spaces that looks exactly the same. They're great, but it didn't fit through
your door.
No, it didn't fit through the elevator, so we had to haul it through the window, and I'm on the third floor with two guys. It was.
How did you do that?
It was the worst thing ever.
How did you do that though?
Two movers, and then we had to climb on the first floor's person balcony because the first floor is it's not like directly stacked onto me, right?
Yeah.
So the first floor is like a few feet. You have the ground, then the terrace of the first floor. Then you have to walk like a few feet, and then you have you can go up to the same height. But I don't know how that makes sense.
So basically, you were living out your Marvel fantasies by becoming Spider-Man for an afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, we hauled it. I don't know how we did it, but that was crazy. And I sold my Peloton too.
Oh, how much did you? What kind of price did you fetch it for?
Not a great price.
What? How much?
$700.
Oh, come on.
You know that I bought it during the fucking pandemic for $2,300.
That's too much.
That was the price at the time. They were going for $4,000 because there were like 12 month delays. And then I tried to sell it.
What bastard got a Peloton for $700?
I know, but I put it at 13. There's like 15 of them at 13 online for sale on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
And then I looked on Peloton itself. You can get the new Peloton for $1,200, brand new.
That's infuriating.
So I was like, oh, no wonder I'm not getting any hits.
Oh,
yeah, I'm not getting any hits. The exact model is now $1,200 on Peloton, brand new, delivered to you. So I was like, I got to drop the price.
I hate that shit. You know what else I hate, by the way? Can I vent for a second?
Sure.
LA traffic. And I know that everybody vents about LA traffic.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I got cut off 4 times. Just in the drive into work this morning, and every single time, guess what it was? A Tesla.
It was a Tesla.
It's always a fucking Tesla. It's always a Tesla. Why?
It's always a Tesla. The BMW that will cut you off.
Either a Tesla or a BMW. It's always either one of those two cars.
Exactly.
Drive like assholes.
And it's always, I don't know if you noticed, but it's always the guys with a Prius that drives with their masks on inside the car.
You think it's because they're Uber drivers, though? I know a lot of Uber drivers who drive Priuses.
Yeah, but no, they don't have the Uber. Every time you see a guy, some person with a Prius, you guarantee they have their mask inside their car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're socially and environmentally conscious.
No, the masks is definitely not environmentally. Definitely not. They end up in our beautiful oceans.
He's an anti-masker.
Today I did want to talk about, we debriefed the ultimatum already, and then it made me think about, what about their previous show, Love is Blind? You actually fall in love with someone without seeing them, and then when you see them and you find them ugly, not attractive, are you still in love with them?
I mean, that's why the show was such a success. Because that's a very good question.
Did you watch that show, by the way? Did you watch
that? Yeah, of course I did. I watched both seasons, yes.
The Indian guy, how he's
just... Oh, my God. What was his name? Oh, I forget.
With the girl.
Oh, what a jerk, man. And he kept on, like, subtly asking, like, could I lift you up on my shoulders at a concert?
And when he saw her, he kept saying, oh, man, she's dope. I really like her and stuff, but she reminds me of my aunt. I was just like, yo, this is so funny.
And can you imagine what she thought when she was like watching the playback on that before the reunion? No wonder she was surprised. And everybody hated that guy.
I know, but honestly, he was kind of honest. I mean,
I think he went into it like, I'm going to be the honest guy in the show. Like, I'm going to be the guy who says it like it is.
And here's the thing. Yeah. He was
it for attention.
You know, he was like saying it too much, but it was just like, forget it. Like, the first thing about him trying to figure out what the person looks like, I'll be like, I'd be the same. But then they're right. It's like, if that's what matters to you, you're on the wrong show.
Don't go on the show. Yeah.
You're on the wrong show. Absolutely.
The show is to open yourself up to the idea that you can fall in love with somebody sight unseen. You know?
I think you can, as long as you don't see them. But then when you see them, if you're unattracted to them, you will fall out of love.
That's it.
Because basically, what's falling in love with someone that you're not attracted to? It's fucking friendship.
Yeah, it's friendship.
It's friendship.
Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that because you're attracted to that person for everything they bring to the table because you're not physically attracted to them.
Except
you don't want to like jump their bones.
Yeah.
You know? And that's a friendship. So yeah, I mean,
have you ever been with someone where you're like, you know, they ask you out and you're like, well, you know, they're attractive. I'm not really attracted, but I'll give it a shot. And then you go on a few dates and then you're like, man, these people are really cool. And then you really genuinely enjoy spending time with them. But when it comes to being more like intimate, you're kind of like,
yeah,
I do it, but I'm not craving it. And then you just keep like, and you're just like,
I did that for nine months.
Really?
With the guy, yeah. I was like, you know, I just loved his personality, his sense of humor so much.
Yeah.
That I just kept dating him and I, you know, I wasn't physically attracted to him because, oh God,
he was balding.
No, he just had like a little bit of weight around the midsection.
Okay.
And then chubby. Once I would say chubby, I would just say like a little soft, right?
Okay.
A little soft.
Not like washboard abs either.
Not what I'm used to. Sorry.
That's true. I forgot you like your little models back in
the day. I was on a tear. Okay.
Yeah.
But then after we broke up, he got into killer shape.
Okay.
Six pack abs. And I was the reason that he got his revenge body.
Wow.
Told everybody that. I'm like, nice.
You think if he had a better body, you would have been more into it? Or
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, definitely.
He had a nice face.
He had a very pleasant face.
So
great smile. Yeah.
So what do you think you could last longer with? Somebody that you're deathly attracted to, but that they're sometimes their personality is just kind of like
that's
a bit annoying. Or if you have to pick, or somebody that you're not really attracted to, but man, do you bond?
Shit. That's a really great hypothetical question. Because I've been in both. I've dated a guy who I was super physically attracted to, but he didn't really have much going on upstairs. Once again, was on a tear, male models in New York.
But again, like you're talking like intelligence. I'm more talking like
I'm talking like just like, you know, not a really sterling sense of humor or a great personality, something I click with typically. And for me, it's like sense of humor. Like, what was it? Mae West or some, you know, golden era of Hollywood celebrity said, if you can make a woman laugh, you can make her do anything. And I think there's truth to that because a sense of humor goes a long way, Pete Davidson, a long way.
I mean, listen, I kept hearing, I think Pete Davidson has something. I think supposedly he has quite a good
PD.
Yeah.
That's what Kim Kardashian said.
That's what everybody says. It seems like, so everybody wants to have sex with Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Good for him.
No, for me, like that's like, as long as it's not like a micro.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Like, I don't need like a big fucking plantain. I don't need that.
But I mean, I okay. And again, don't take this the wrong way, but you're also not the most sexual person. So it's not something that really matters like, to you that much. You know what I mean?
This is wading into inappropriate territory, but it's like, I just kind of feel like, and I'm at work, so this is just, in some way, this is why I have to be like a little quieter.
Yeah, be quiet.
The bigger it is, I kind of feel like there's more work that you have to do. If you are, what's a euphemism for oral sex?
If you're giving head?
I just basically just said it. Yeah. I just feel like it's more work.
Yeah, because it hurts your jaw. Department.
Yeah, right? Like, I don't know. Is it?
Did you know, by the way, that dentist knows that when you've, if you've given head?
No, they don't.
Yeah.
Well, your dad's a dentist, isn't he?
No, my mom is.
Your mom's a dentist.
But I saw this dentist video talking about the fact that if you give head a day or two prior from getting your teeth checked, they can tell because the top part of the palate is lightly bruised from giving head. It's slightly
bruised. Can't that be from anything? Like, can't, I don't know. Maybe it's like a hard brushing session?
No, because nobody goes brush in the back of your fucking throat. So apparently they can tell. I didn't know. I found that out.
Okay, well, I'm never doing that again before I go to the dentist.
That's no, you should do it again. So then he's out here doing it. He's like, oh, wow. She had a good session.
Oh, wow. She's a good partner.
That is a good, lucky man.
She shows up.
So what do you pick? Good.
I would.
Strong blonde.
It depends. Like, are we talking Quasimodo here with a great personality? Or is it just somebody who might be like a little more average in the attraction?
No, because if you do average attraction, you can always find something. Let's go with Quasimodo.
Quasimodo? No, I'd rather take the hot physically and
just somebody.
And then just I'll have a lot of friends, right?
Yeah.
I'll have a lot of friends.
Yeah, but just like.
That's what friends are for.
The amount of like dates I've been on or like, you know, people that I've dated for like 2 months. Where it's just like, oh, what? Yeah, okay, I'm into it physically, but then when we have a conversation, I just want to punch them in the throat.
Yeah.
Because of how.
So what would you choose then? What would you choose?
I don't know. Like, we're talking.
It's a really hard Quasimodo, question.
Basically, the woman's Quasimodo.
Yes.
No, I go physical.
Oh, you go physically hot and
physically hot, and then I'll just like literally minimize every single conversation I can have.
Yeah, because for some reason when I think of like Quasimodo, I think of like you get like stank breath, like just fucked up teeth and like.
Oh, no. Okay. But then if we go with like they're to your liking, average looking, but you know, you're not just attracted because there's some people that are good looking. You're just not attracted to them. So somebody that is somewhat good looking, but you're just not attracted to them. You would pick
that. I've had that too. Like
you'd pick that over super hot, like everything you want physically. But whenever you guys have a conversation, you're just like, I can't believe you just said that. Like,
yeah, then I would pick that. I would pick the, you know,
yeah.
Even if it's average looks with a stellar personality, I would pick that over stellar looks and a very average personality. Yeah. Because guess what? We're all going to get old.
Yeah.
Your balls are going to sag. I mean, it's going to happen. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. But
brace yourself.
Yeah, it's true.
Get old. We all lose our looks. It's going to happen. There is not a person on this planet who looks the same as they did when they were 20 years old at 80. All right. So.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
And I think that's the idea. Like what endures, right? Like that whole idea of, you know, it's what's inside that endures. Because I'll say this. What if your girlfriend were hideously disfigured in a fire?
I hate this question. Here's the thing.
Something tells me that this is not the first time you've heard this question.
Yeah. Yeah. Because every time I have this conversation, it's like, no, looks matter. I'm like, okay. Oh, yeah. So what if you're with someone for like 4 years and then they lose this or they get disfigured? Huh? What would you do? You'd leave them?
Yeah.
I'd be like, listen, if it was the opposite, I would, if I was disfigured or anything happened, I would break up with my partner so they don't feel like, I'd be like, you know what? I don't want to be with you. We're done.
You would ask them just so they wouldn't feel bad about
you about leaving,
potentially cheating on you with somebody who
you're
attracted to.
I would.
I might do the same. I would agree with you there. I would agree with you there because listen, like anger and hatred is an easier thing to get over than heartbreak. I think I would rather have somebody hate my guts than to be brokenhearted by me.
Oh,
like just pissed.
Yeah, it's a tough. It would be definitely like a tough situation for that other partner. Like, it's like, this is a person I love and I've been with them, but now things are so different.
Yeah,
I would let them. If I care about them, I would let them loose. I'd be like, just go.
Just go. Just go. Save yourself.
Just go, please. Like, please.
I think that would be fair, but knowing that they're not always going to take that option. And if they don't take that option, that means they love you for your spirit and not for your vessel.
Yeah, fair enough.
And there's something beautiful in that. Like, we brought on the Womplers. Look at them. I mean, he's had...
I hear you, but she met him. She fell for him like that.
When he was like that, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like it happened after 5 years of relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a different.
That's a really tough question to, I mean, I know what endures because you look at arranged marriages, right? And like the love might not be there immediately, but it can grow. That does happen. And when it's there, it's there and that doesn't go away. I'm also a firm believer that if you truly love somebody, you're always going to love them in some way. I don't think that love just disappears.
No, falling in love, being in love disappears.
Being in love disappears, but having love, you might be in love with somebody. And then once you end the relationship, you can always have love for them.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think that feeling goes away. You're always going to care about them. You're always going to care about their well-being, I think.
Yeah. But so... we're pretty much both like, no, looks matters. Basically, there's no real debate there. We're both shallow Hollywood people.
Is that being shallow in saying that being physically attracted to the person does matter?
I don't think it is.
That's shallow. But. I don't think it is. I think that the Indian guy was a little shallow on the show. Because he went home a lot. And by the way, she was a smoke show. I'm sorry. He's lucky to get her attention.
I didn't think she was pretty at all.
I thought she was very pretty.
I don't think so. But you seem like that type of girl too. Says, oh my God, you should meet my friends. And then we should hook you a friend with my friend. And then he'll be like, how does your friend look? They're so hot. And then they're not.
I
why do girls do this? Because guys are very, very, very honest. They'd be like, look, he's not the best looking dude, but he's really cool.
So anytime Jared always, and this is like, I do the same thing. Okay. But like, you know, anytime I want to hook one of my girlfriends up with one of Jared's friends, I always make sure I'm like, I got to see a picture first. Yeah. I'm sorry. He might have the most amazing, he might be a Fulbright scholar and have the most amazing personality, biggest penis. But like, if he doesn't look... if he's not physically attractive, it's going to be a hard sell for my friends to even want to meet this person.
Yeah. But vice versa.
If you're,
I would want a picture with like arms extended, full, like, you know, not side pose, nothing. I want to see the exact, like,
You want them on the cross? Like, yeah, what do you
arms out, legs spread out a little bit so we could see the exact thing. No cheating.
Like you want them to look like a gingerbread man, basically.
Exactly. I want to see gingerbread. I got another one for you. Do you pick extremely good looking, like exactly what you like, and we're just okay, but terrible dick? Like, does like not know, like,
micro,
does not,
right?
Not necessarily micro, but like he's just not, it's just like not doing it for you, or not what you like physically, but in bed he makes you scream like you've never.
God. I don't know, because I kind of feel like a big part of like the being turned on is being physically attracted to the person, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big face gal. You got to have a good face. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, here's a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
This turned to a game of Would You Rather.
Yeah, I know. We should actually do
it. I love that game.
Okay, next episode is Would You Rather, and we have, yeah, have to come up with 10 Would You Rather questions.
Yes, yes. Deal? I like that idea.
Okay, deal. Next week.
I like that. A girl who had just the most severe case of halitosis.
Okay.
You've ever smelled, but a stunning face and a great body.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody who might be a little more average, but they always smell amazing.
So like her breath stinks really bad?
Her breath stinks really bad, and she might have like the occasional case of BO. So like essentially like poor hygiene, but great body and great face, or great hygiene and average body and face.
I'm going to go with great hygiene.
All right.
Face. I think, yeah, because I can mentally get turned on by how clean this person is. Legit.
Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Like sometimes like a simple touch of like how smooth the legs are can just give me, it just be like, oh God, it's so smooth. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. You know?
Right. Or like white teeth. Like that's my thing.
Yeah.
Ooh, you got good oral. You must floss twice a day.
That's it.
Not going to kick you out of bed.
Okay, so I'm down for that. Next episode, we're going to do Would You Rather.
Would You Rather. Yeah. Next episode of X Appeal. Okay.
You got it.
All right, dunsies.
Let's do it.
Until next time.
Ahura Media Production.